Hello, guys, and welcome to the Perfectly Epic Podcast. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Zane.
And today we are going to be talking about
Joseph Stalin.
Yeah. You know that guy. He's a dictator. So, what facts do you have about the Joseph Stalin?
Joseph Stalin was born on December 8th, 18th, 1878.
I heard that he died in 1953. Do you know what he died from, Zane?
Brain hemorrhage.
Wow. That's not so cool. I wouldn't want to die from a brain hemorrhage.
Same.
So, also, I heard that Joseph Stalin, before he died, was the second leader of the Soviet Union, and... like, that is cool. What else?
He became a disciple of Lenin after the party split in 1903 into Bolshevik and Menshevist.
Wow, that's kind of cool. I know that I'm using cool a lot, but that's cool. I would like to become the disciple of Lenin, you know, communism. I heard that millions of people died as a result of his decrees.
That's a rip.
That's a rip?
Yep.
That's all you have to say about all this death that is happening under the rule of the Joseph Stalin?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad, Zane. So, what do you think his impact was on the Soviet Russias, Zane?
He made everybody's lives miserable, and since everybody's lives were miserable, they were all paranoid that they would die because Stalin didn't want anybody to overthrow him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he had like a brutal dictatorship and like secret police.
Yeah.
And he was like fear-mongering, and he was like terror characterized into a person. You know, just a person.
Person.
So, let's talk about politics here for a second. I know it's a bit controversial, but politics. So,
Lenin wanted to remove Stalin from politics, but before he could do that, Lenin died. So then, Stalin's career continued unchecked.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this was after Stalin entered the Soviet cabinet, right?
Yeah.
Also, many Bolsheviks plotted to overthrow Stalin's government, but were executed. Can you imagine how many people would die if you tried to do something like that today? Absolutely zero people, because we live in America, a free and good country.
Yeah.
But imagine if that was the case in America, where we killed people who didn't like our government. That would be a lot of people.
That would be.
I run into a lot of people online who hate our government, and they would die if we had this type of government. Now, what do you think his change was?
He changed the power from sharing with the group from just him having all the power.
Wow.
He used schools to recruit army, like, propaganda.
Oh, that's pretty sad. I wouldn't like to be that. Yeah. But, he also established this thing called Stalinism, which was basically his way of trying to go towards communism, and it's, like, centralized and, like, totalitarian, and it was adopted by Stalin and kind of forced onto Russia since he was the dictator at that time. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about more politics. So, in 1940, Stalin, as head of government, issued something called a Reign of Terror. And that Reign of Terror is actually pretty scary because I gotta get my head straight Zane, could you take over for a second while I get my head straight?
Yeah, okay. After World War II, Stalin used his increased power to consolidate his control over the Soviet Union. He became increasingly obsessed with problems of security and was always suspicious of communist movements outside his command. So he was always paranoid.
Whoa. That's kind of sad for him, how he was paranoid, like, every single second of his life after that. But I guess he does kind of deserve it, since he made millions of people die.
Yeah.
So, now that I have my head straight again, the Reign of Terror was a reign of bloodshed, actually. And it's pretty gruesome, so we probably shouldn't talk about it on this podcast. But I think we have to wrap up now. Yeah. Wouldn't you say, Zane?
Yep.
Cool. So, stay epic, my epic guys. PEP signing out.